أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. This is the 11th ayah of Surah An-Nur. In the ayahs we had discussed yesterday, we had spoken about that person that levels an accusation of having committed zina or committed adultery against his wife and the procedure. Before that we discussed that law that if a person levels an accusation against a chaste person, then that person will be given 80 lashes. Here, for the next 10 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses an incident that had taken place in the life of our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It was the 60th year of the Hijrah, the journey that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had undertaken. The expedition was the expedition of the Bani Mustaliq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on that journey. Now it happened that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had camped at a place and people were ready to start going or they were getting ready to leave, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had felt the need to go out and relieve herself. At that time, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had lost her necklace, and hence Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha began to look for it. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got ready. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had also prepared themselves for departure. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha travelled in a hodaj, which is a litter, a little carriage that is placed on top of a camel. Hazrat Aisha was young, she was small in build, and hence those people that would carry that litter or that hodaj on and off the camel would have never been able to determine by weight whether Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in it or she was not in it. The law of parda and hijab had already been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence it was fully covered, and they would not know really whether Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is in the litter, in the hodaj, or whether Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was not in it. So she was being occupied elsewhere. Here the camel was prepared, the litter was placed on the camel, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to proceed. When Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha comes back, she finds that the whole jama'at, the whole group had left its place, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had realized that she was all alone, there was no one else. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, without getting frantic, without getting excited, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha remains at that place where she was. She had realized, and this is from amongst the intelligence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she did not move from that particular place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had camped. So she understood and she realized if she goes out elsewhere to look, and perhaps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send someone to look for her, then obviously there will be confusion. She was quite sure that at the next stop, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would discover that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is not with them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send somebody to look for her. And hence Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had stayed at that spot and stayed at that place. Now it was the noble habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would have a person or sometimes several persons that would follow the caravan at a distance so that he would pick up and recoup if someone had forgotten anything at the place where they camped. He would pick it up and he would deliver it to that person. And on this particular journey, Hazrat Safwan ibn Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given this duty and this function. So sometime later, whilst Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was lying down at the place where she was waiting, Hazrat Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes, he sees someone. He had known Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha from before the law of hijab and parda was revealed, and immediately on seeing her, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha gets up, she covers her face, and then she says that Hazrat Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu had brought his camel. He made his camel sit, he seated the camel, he placed our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on that camel, and then Hazrat Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu held the reins of the camel, and in this manner he takes Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha towards the destination, the journey where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be. Now this incident that had taken place, that is all that had actually really happened to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and obviously she was taken to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, who was the head of all the Munafiqeen, he being a bitter enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person that had only fitna and troublemaking in his mind, he found this an opportune moment to level the allegation of zina against our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the munafiqeen were involved in the scandal. There were some innocent Muslims also that got involved in the scandal. And in the next 10 ayat, in the next 10 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the matter. And this is the beauty of the deen of Islam, that here is a practical incident that had taken place, the reaction of the community, the reaction of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the reaction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reaction of her parents, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will find that this gives us many, many lessons that we can learn and perhaps bring into our lives and internalize. And obviously, it is not just the implementation of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is how we live in a community and how we respond to things that we hear. So this incident is known as the incident of ifk, the incident of slander or lie that had been allegated against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.